This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's what the media says. Electoral college in each state, you know, they certify their votes. So that's like a magic pixie dust that catapults Joe Biden to the steps of the U.S. Capitol on January 20th, right? Yes? No? Maybe? Fortunately, I just asked the questions here. And you get to provide the answers. Hi, everybody. Scott Hannon here. This is What's on Your Mind. We're glad to have you today. Riding shotgun, as always, is Todd, the radio god Mitchell.
I believe he's off today, Tuesday.
Oh, it is Tuesday, isn't
it? He has got a day off today.
These days just kind of all meld together, but you're right. Thank you. Todd, the radio guy, on a little hiatus today. Tuesday, Todd Tuesday. He gets to, you know, put his feet up, sip on pina coladas, have, you know, somebody fanning him, you know, take it easy. Kevin's here doing double duty. Kevin Flynn, thank you.
You betcha. Good morning, sir.
Daniel answering your calls. He's got one right now ready to go. Somebody wants to answer that question. Is it over? All right. Bring it on. Bring it on. And Leah Beckstrom is doing our social media today, so you can follow along. If you're not able to listen, but you want to find out, you can find little tidbits at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Whatsonyourmindradio.com.
She's a blogger. She's a blogger right over there.
Yeah,
awesome,
there you go.
Blogger.
We have Greg Kelly from Newsmax on the show today. If you've not watched Newsmax, I'd encourage you to do so. It's a breath of fresh air. It really is, and it's beating Fox in some of the key day parts now, too. So, very interesting. But really topical guests. I just do a very nice job. Very nice job. Gail Ingwalson will be here. She is from the College of Education and Human Development, Associate Chair of the College of Education and Human Development, UND. UND is doing a virtual academy project in collaboration with Grand Forks Public Schools. So we're going to dig into that a little bit. Online learning has certainly exploded for obvious reasons with COVID. Is it good? Are we sure? Are we, you know, there we go. So all of that today on the program. Now, if you are just sick of anything to do with the question of this ongoing election battle between Donald Trump and Joe Biden and all the questions of fraud and everything else, and want to talk about something else, you know, even though I'm asking the question, is it over? You can call and say you want to talk about the restaurant in East Grand Forks that's closing, or talk about COVID, or the fact that there should be a special counsel for Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. You know, all of that. Bill Barr resigning yesterday, sort of answering the question a lot of folks have been asking. But whatever's on your mind, okay? That's why we call the show What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. I'll say it one more time, nice and slow. 800-228-0550. You can also text us. 701-367-2054. The question is it over? Is this election done? Election on its way to being all wrapped up because of the yesterday's Electoral College account. You tell me. Chris in the Bakken. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Merry Christmas to everybody, by the way. And thank you for being there today. I took some time before work this morning to read a good portion of that forensic investigation of the Antrim County, Michigan Dominion systems.
Yes.
And the heart of the matter, if you've had the chance to read it, it gets down to what was deleted and what was attempted to be deleted. you delete your, basically your traffic logs and your security logs, basically every time somebody logged on to make changes, and you change the software after the election, plus change the software a couple of days before the election, that's kind of like somebody walking up to a gathering with a bomb, but telling you that they're not going to do anything bad. It's so apparent that you have to take action. This is so bad, and it's so telling. And the people that did the investigation are national security level professionals, people that have worked in government, NSA, CIA. We're talking the brightest of the brightest. It is so apparent that just on 22 machines plus the associated software.
Just in one county.
That we know of.
Is there one county?
That we know of.
But, yeah. I mean, this should be done on every one of these machines, knowing what we know now, right?
And the kicker, on November 21st, an unauthorized user, so this is a panic maneuver, on the 21st of November, an unauthorized user tried to log into the systems that, last time I checked, should have been offline in a warehouse somewhere, log on the systems, and tried to delete everything. The logs, the tables, the adjudication. In a nutshell, for folks that don't know what happened, it rejects a pile of ballots. They go into a computer file, and then somebody, without an observer over their shoulder, gets to decide what was intended. They can change the vote. They can even change the ballot if they want to clarify it, and then they can pack it into a different direction. And it was 68% of the ballots in Antrim County were kicked to batch adjudication. And that's how a 6,000 vote on a tally of like 18,000. That's how a 6,000 vote error happened. They ran it three times, and the error was off by several thousand each. Or I'm sorry, the total was off by several thousand each time. And they ran it a few times with the pre and the post update, and it came out with different totals again. And it's after the fact. You know, everybody is thinking that Sidney Powell is, what they're trying to portray her as, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. She's not. She's on this like a bloodhound. And it's funny because Sidney Powell.
Oh, Sidney, right. Powell. Yeah, she has been. Yep, yeah. You're right.
But if you think about this for just a second, we are the crazies now because we're looking at the evidence. We're following the science.
Yeah.
We're looking at the proof, which is in the pudding that's right in front of us, and now we're cuckoo. And I'm concerned, and the biggest word that I've heard lately is incurious. The Supreme Court seems incurious. The Senate seems incurious. Establishment GOPers seem incurious. And if they're incurious and the judges are incurious generally up and down the chain, then we are in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble.
The journalists aren't curious. I mean, the curiosity is dead. It absolutely is. Enoch Thorsgaard, in the middle of his cattle feedlot one time, I was all fascinated by how he did his operation. He did it very different than everybody else. A lot of feedlots have cement. He had very little cement, right? I mean,
okay.
He just did it very economically and made it work in Northwood. And I just said, how did you come up with all this? He said, aren't you curious? Aren't you curious? I mean, he was just curious. Why do we do it that way? I can do it that way. I mean, and that's a basic tenet of journalism. It should be of any investigator. It should be of any court. To want to dig. I tend to think it's a case of one wanting to be loved. And if I go into that, you know, controversial ground, then some people are going to hate me. Well, welcome to the big leagues. You know,
you're being very kind. I don't think it has anything to do with wanting to be loved. I think it has to do with fearing those that are apparently gaining power and not wanting to rock the boat because so many people have so much of their lives. For example, congressmen and judges, they have retirements to worry about. They have commitments that they've made during political process to worry about. They can't rock those boats. They're so big. They're so connected. It's got so much control over them that they can't make decisions outside of the lane that they are cast in. They're not allowed to think freely anymore. And then you throw in the Hunter Biden question and how much junk and dirt they have on Hunter and his family and how much a decision can be made outside of the lane cast by the China, Ukrainian, fill in the blank, compromises over the years. President Biden will not, a President Biden, I'm not fully convinced yet, but a President Biden will be required to stay in that lane because he has, and his son, his family, his friends, they have prison in front of them if they don't go out and stay in that lane that China is casting for them. And that's the scary part.
So, it is, yeah. Chris. I appreciate your call. I'm going to read from a news article in the Detroit News, reluctantly. It is challenging that report, but I want to share that so we can at least have those facts to decide for ourselves here. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader today, has recognized Joe Biden as officially assuming the president-elect position. Mitch hasn't read the Constitution yet. We have, but we'll share that with you here in a little bit because there's things to come. So
that report, you know, that he's talking about, it's 23 pages. It's worth every word.
Yeah, it's great.
Reading.
I have it right here. Planned on reading it today, and I'm glad he did.
I read it early this morning. It's unbelievable.
Glad he gave the summary that he did. What's interesting is I posted about it last night,
mm-hmm.
and Facebook puts up some like thing on it,
yeah.
And they say this has been disputed, and they have nothing about it being disputed. Now I have found something this morning that was just published at. I don't know when it was, just earlier this morning, but it talks about some Michigan election officials slamming this report on the votes in Antrim County. I don't know what you can slam in a forensic report. More after this. Don't go away.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers. With the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The mood is right. And we're back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by MyPillow with those all-new MyPillow bathrobes. And I'm here to tell you, that is the best bathrobe you'll ever put on. I'm not kidding you. Way better than anyone at a fancy hotel. You know, you think, oh, yeah, I got bathrobes, isn't that nice? No, 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 no. No, those don't cut it, not compared to what we're talking about here with a MyPillow bathrobe. The best. 30% off right now on this brand new product if you go to MyPillow.com. Do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Two reasons. One, it's easier for you. And when that arrives, and they can stick it under the tree or you have it sent to you, and then you wrap it up and deliver it, and they open it up, I'm telling you what. MyPillow is that kind of brand. It's just like, oh, wow, it's MyPillow. I heard about it. I heard Scott talking about it. I seen it on TV. Oh, my gosh, Mike Lindell. The pillows, the dream sheets, the body pillow. One easy way to go is a gift card because then they can pick out whatever they want. Maybe they want a dog bed. They're awesome. Really awesome. Love those dog beds because the dogs love them. But the MyPillow gift cards, a great way to go as well. 800-506-9028. Get yourself one of those soft MyPillow bathrobes. You might not want to gift those. You might want to just keep that for yourself. They're that good. Or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Tell them that Scott sent you. So I'm reading from the Detroit News brushback of this report that the previous caller talked about, and you talked about a little bit as well, Kevin. And they are blistering this thing. I'm talking about the folks in Antrim County, Michigan. They've been in the spotlight because the initial results on election night showed Biden ahead of Trump by thousands of votes. Election officials later determined there were problems in the reporting of the results, and Trump ended up winning the county by more than 3,700 votes. And they wonder why people ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what they said. If the Trump campaign had any actual evidence of wrongdoing or genuine suspicion thereof, they could have requested a hand recount of every ballot in the state. They did not. Instead, choosing to allow a shadowy organization claiming expertise to throw around baseless claims of fraud in an effort to mislead American voters and undermine the integrity of the election. What are the chances the Biden campaign wrote that for him, do you think? In their little statement.
Yeah.
Now, in their defense, here's what they say. Dominion said in a statement, there were no software glitches in Antrim County or anywhere else. The problems in the county were isolated human errors not involving Dominion. And throw them under the bus. Why is somebody from Dominion trying to access the machine to delete all the votes then? Well, why would they do that? If this was, hunky-dory, nothing wrong.
Exactly.
Nothing to see here.
Yeah.
Officials failed to update the programming in their tabulators after requiring changes to their ballot, the company said. The clerk's staff in Antrim County did not update the media drives for all of the tabulators in the county. So some tabulators did not communicate properly with the county's central election management system software, according to the Secretary of State. After discovering the error and reporting the unofficial results, the clerk's office worked to report correct unofficial results by reviewing the printed totals taped on each tabulator and hand-entering the results for each race for each precinct in the county. You feel better now that things are all fine in Antrim County?
Oh,
no, I don't
either. I mean,
question of the day.
You lost. Democracy won. Move on.
Is it over? And we'll go to Dickinson next to find out what Chris thinks.
Hi, good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Actually, the election is far from over. Trump has three different pathways, or I should say three different methods through all three branches of government to still show he's the rightful winner of the election. Number one is the courts, so whether there's six or seven cases pending with the Supreme Court. Number two is the legislature on January 6th when Congress goes to certify the vote. They have the dueling electors, and then the 12th Amendment comes into play. And third is the executive order that he signed in September of 2018 and was renewed on September of this year regarding foreign interference in the election. I highly encourage your listeners to go through and read that, but the fact that it was renewed in September tells us that Trump still plans on using it. He knew this was going to happen. He's been prepared for it. And there was an interview with him. I can't remember who had it, but he was talking about when he was on election night, he was getting calls at 10:30 at night congratulating him, and he was telling him, no, I'm not ready to accept it yet. He's like, I don't trust these machines. So he knew full well what was going on. And on top of that, Sidney Powell is a licensed military lawyer. So he can show foreign interference in the election, which the SolarWinds hack very well could prove that because Dominion used the SolarWinds products on top of other foreign interference, the servers in Germany, the Venezuelan Smartmatic programs through Dominion. Yeah, there's a lot of avenues left for him to exhaust before it's over, and he will be declared a president of the United States when it's all said and done.
I like that confidence, Chris. Thank you, Chris and Dickinson. Let's go the other way to Minnesota, Pelican Rapids. I don't know what happened to our Pelican Rapids caller. As soon as I clicked on him, he was off. Let me read a couple of texts. We'll see if we can get him back. Texter says, get over it. The bus has left the station. I personally don't want to be that person that can't get over it at all. But I get that text, and then I get one like this. I feel like our country is dead. The election process doesn't matter anymore. Politicians can't be trusted anymore, even at the local level. One of Burgum's big running points was not supporting a mask mandate. And 1 week after he's elected, he pulls a 180 and issues a mask mandate. City commissioners don't listen to the citizens. Politicians forget who elected them to their positions. It's all very disheartening. And because of that, I don't feel like I can give up. You always have to have hope. You always have to have hope. I don't see what's wrong with thoroughly vetting all this.
I don't either.
And really knowing.
Come on, yeah.
The answer.
Can we all agree on that?
Otherwise, Joe, by the way, Donald Trump was not a legitimate president for 4 years, and we know now it was all bogus claims. It was all the swamp. Right? So the Joe Biden fans in the audience, you want him to limp along for 4 years? I mean, he's got cognitive issues as it is, obviously. Now add the cloud of an illegitimate presidency to that, and, you know, you might not get as much done. Why not? And so because it has not been properly vetted, that's what awaits him. Unless something happens on January 6th. What does the Constitution say about January 6th? I don't know that it specifically mentions January 6th, but it mentions a process. And January 20th, I think, is the only day actually in the Constitution related to the presidential election, picking that date as the inaugural date. But on January 6th is when what happened yesterday throughout the nation, electors saying, I'm for this person, I'm for that person.
Yep.
And they send those to Washington, D.C. Well, what happens to them? They don't get put in a file. There is action in Congress.
Right.
Who presides over that action? We'll tell you when we come back on What's on Your Mind. And it may be an answer to the question, is it over? More after this.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the Electoral College giving its official president-elect title to Joe Biden Monday, the election is now officially ready for Inauguration Day on January 20th. Tens of millions of Americans do not recognize Biden as president. 1,000 sworn affidavits, videotapes of suitcases full of ballots being stuffed into election machines after hours, that all falls to the wayside and was never debated in any court, leaving many feeling the election system is empty and broken. President Trump confirmed that Attorney General Bill Barr will be leaving his job just before Christmas. business. He will be succeeded on an interim basis by Deputy Jeff Rosen. Quote, just had a very nice meeting with Attorney General Bill Barr at the White House. Our relationship has been a very good one. He has done an outstanding job. As per letter, Bill will be leaving just before Christmas to spend the holidays with his family. End quote. A total solar eclipse took place Monday. It was visible from Chile and Argentina in the afternoon, as the moon blocks the sun was not visible to North America. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
It's the best time of the year.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. It's Scott Hinnon on 550 K-Fire, AM 1100, The Flag, 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, 970 WDAY, new to our family, and we love having our WDAY listeners along with us. 93.1 FM as well, KLTC on the western edge in Dickinson, and, of course, KTGO booming to the Bakken. Hey, if you have project with a diesel engine, diesel truck, diesel semi, diesel, you name it, tractor, anything diesel, that you want to get in better shape for 2021. Maybe get some better gas mileage or diesel mileage, get, you know, save a few bucks there. Maybe get something tuned up so you're getting a better mileage, whatever it might be. One name to know. This is a Bismarck repair shop that only does diesel. It's DAC Diesel. CJ and his team there do amazing work for a lot of folks. We hear from them. They tell us, that guy's incredible. Just got a text the other day. Hey, picked up some of that secret sauce from CJ at DAC Diesel, and I'm telling you what, shaved off a mile a gallon. The bucks are adding up, paying for it. Love it. Any repair and maintenance need of a diesel vehicle, call them at 701-258-5011. 258-5011. Or online at DACDiesel.com. All right. I wanted to go to our Pelican Rapids listener there, but I'll go instead to another Minnesota listener, Detroit Lakes, because we're waiting for Mr. Pelican Rapids to call back. We lost him there as we were going to him. And other calls, welcome at 271-1100, 701-271-1100, 701-258-0550. Giving you a lot of options today, 800-228-0550. Bruce in Detroit Lakes, go ahead.
Well, good morning. Say, well, I'm North Pelican Rapids, about 3 miles from the Otter Tail County line, and I'm calling in regards to some of this money that's come in from the Federal CARES Act. It was a post from by Robert Strand. You know, if I remember right, is he the man who used to write the High Plains Drifter?
There's a John Strand, who's now on the City Commission of Fargo, who's with High Plains Reader.
This is Robert Strand, and my wife showed it to me. I'm not a computer guy, but my wife knows about this stuff. But you can Google it up. It's by Robert Strand. And it was for the Federal CARES Act, this money that came into Becker County. $4.2 million came in on this grant. Out of that $4.2 million, $750,000 went for personal salaries of county officials. $1.89 million went to capital improvements, for what I don't know. $1.27 million, remodel of the sheriff's office. $330,000 to put some building up at the dump. $290,000 for new entrance on our community center. But now the county commissioner said, but we do. We really support these businesses that open up on their own. We'll really stand behind them if, as long as they social distance. Well, hell, why didn't they stand behind them and when all this money came in and give it to the people who deserved it? Now, this is only Becker County. And, you know, Clay County's got probably 2 to 3 times the population Becker County does, or Ottertail County, too. And, you know, we can't do nothing about this federal stuff or St. Paul stuff. But, by God, maybe we can start here at home and start asking these chicken crap county commissioners.
I like that. You cleaned it up for us. You cleaned it up for us. That was very good, Bruce.
Well,
chicken crap.
I had one of them in front of me anyways.
Well, you went off the rails now, though. We were doing pretty good there, and then you went right off the rails on me.
I'm
with you, Bruce. I think that we need to scrutinize every penny.
Google up, for the folks, Google up this Robert Strand, and then let's start asking some of our local officials that voted for this stuff. Why did you vote for this? And where did it go? There's a lot of people, the food shelves here, the people lining up by the dozens to get free food. And none of these county officials or federal officials or township, none of them has gone without their paycheck yet. And a lot of people have. Thousands and thousands of people are going without a paycheck. But none of these elected officials. So I say let's just cut their salaries.
Now, you're talking about these dollars were in from what county? Ottertail County?
Becker County.
Becker County, okay.
On the National the CARES Act for the federal COVID grant.
But this Robert Strand fella is a national columnist that was writing about Becker County?
No, I think he's local. I do.
We'll find
helpers there. Todd the radio guy or somebody lives down here. Crazy, you're close. He could find out, but it's Robert Strand. Just Google it up, and if you can't find it, why? my wife's got it on her phone anyway, so.
Very good. Well, Bruce, appreciate the call. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Scott. Have a good one. Bye.
You too. And what Bruce did there, rather than read an article on the computer and say, gosh, that makes me mad, and then turn the page and look at the obits, he said, I'm going to call a radio show and say something about it so other people understand what's going on here. And there you go. It's a great way to go. It's a great way to take a stand and let your voice be heard and do something about it. I appreciate that very much. Really do. I'm going to read you something from Jenna Ellis. Jenna Ellis is one of the Trump campaign's lawyers. She's sharp as a tack. I've liked all of her work through this entire thing. She's been at Rudy Giuliani's side for much of that as well. Here's what she said about yesterday's events. Today, the Electoral College votes will be sealed and sent by special carrier to Washington, where they will remain sealed until January 6th, when the House and Senate will come into a joint session to open the votes. The media is going to make you believe that it's all over. And Joe Biden is now officially president. Well, they made Mitch McConnell believe it, too. That was me. That wasn't Jenna. On January 6th, Nancy Pelosi will sit down with the rest of the House members, as she has no special power or authority over the hearing. Vice President Mike Pence will have all the authority as president of the Senate for that day, and will accept or reject motions to decide the next steps by the Assembly. Remember, Mike Pence is in full authority that day, as written in the Constitution. The ballots will be certified today, as yesterday, but that means nothing. The votes will be opened, and at that point, one House member could, and most likely will, raise their hand to object to the Vice President on the state of electors' votes. That objection could cover fraud or any other reason. And with the seconding of the objection, everything changes. Everything.
That's the word.
The House and Senate will divide for 2 hours, at least, to debate and then vote. The vote will be per senator, with the vice president being the deciding vote if needed in the Senate, while the vote in the House will be only one vote per delegation. Per state. Not per House member. I'll do a little math for you. The Republicans have 30 delegation votes compared to the Democrats' 20 delegation votes. If this scenario runs true, President Trump gets reelected. The Democrats, the media, social networks, and the globalists around the world will come unhinged, and chaos will erupt.
Oh, yeah.
Bigly.
Oh,
she
yeah.
She put bigly in there.
Bigly, yeah.
President Trump is trying to do the right thing and go through the courts first, expose all the fraud, but we all knew that none of the courts, even the Supreme Court, wanted to touch this issue with a 10-foot pole. This is why our forefathers were so brilliant, because they knew something like this could happen someday. So don't listen to the media and all their deception and lies. All you have to do is read the Constitution, and you know that law, policies, and procedures, in the end, are on our side. Lot to process there, but with that additional piece of news, I again renew the question, is it over? 800-228-0550.
The other thing I've seen is the Insurrection Act. Have you read much about that, with the, what he could do with that?
No.
The one line that I read, the act empowers the U.S. president to call into service the U.S. Armed Forces and the National Guard. C, to address an insurrection, domestic violence, unlawful combination, or conspiracy in any state which results in the deprivation of constitutionally secured rights and where the state is unable, fails, or refuses to protect said rights.
Hmm.
There's something there.
I think there's something there for protecting the peace if it does turn into a bigly
yep.
A protest. Otherwise, I guess what? You go to, see, the states have already done what they've done. They've sent their things in. I think that's what she's saying. We'd hope that
right.
they do this. They didn't. Phil in Watford City, what's your take on this?
Yeah, good morning. You know, I was calling in to talk about, I am a duly elected official here in wonderful Watford City. And I guess you had read a text earlier about how someone's complaining about the corruption goes all the way down to the local level and not listening to their constituents, and I guess I would call that an outright falsehood, bigly, as you guys were saying earlier. Mainly because anyone that's ever been elected to an office has been elected to do what's best for their community. You know, I've made some decisions as an elected official that didn't make everybody happy, And you can't make everybody happy. Sure, everybody's going to say, you bet, vote yes, let's approve of the bills, vote yes, let's help our schools, let's help our hospitals, you know. But sometimes it comes to a controversial issue that not everybody's going to agree on, and that's when you fall back on your morals and your best judgment and what you believe and what your constituents believe is best for your community, and not 100% of them are going to agree on it. So every time I hear a text or I see something on Facebook or on Twitter that is demeaning to a locally elected public official who, by the way, makes absolutely minimal compensation for the amount of time they spend, it just kind of bugs me, because I know the amount of time I spent or I do spend reviewing some of these issues, and then you get someone who's probably never held a public office in their life come on and say, well, the guy's just a sheep, or you know, he's just playing follow the leader.
And that's kind of, I mean, I think that kind of comes with the gig, right? You know that you're going to get some of that guff and nobody's ever going to be happy. But I don't doubt, Phil, that you do it just exactly as you say you're doing it in McKenzie County. I just think the issue is that not everybody does. I mean, I even look at North Dakota making decisions on mail-in balloting, but very little input from the public because of COVID. So I think it happens. But thankfully, less than where you are. But I appreciate your defense there, because there are good people out there, absolutely. Thanks. More after this. Don't go away.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Have you seen it? The world's largest Christmas stocking is at PetroServe USA. That's right. Come on in. Sign up to win it, too, at any PetroServe USA location. Drawings will be held the week of December 21st. Plus, all month long, great specials, 2 for 11 on pizza, quarter pizza, 2 for $3 liquid ice, Kellogg's, Cheez-Its, 79 cents for the 3-ounce bag, coffee and cappuccino drink, 79 cents. Enjoy. And how about this stocking stuffer? Bluetooth earbuds, $39.99 at PetroServe USA.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, the reduction of Alzheimer's by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, too, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Texter says 100% not over. 100% not over. Interesting. Texter says, make sure Jenna Ellis said that you read. She announced today that there was something going around that she said, but she didn't say it. Not sure if it was that or not. What I got was a text from Mike Lindell. It was a text from Jenna Ellis to Mike Lindell. So I know she said it because he sent it to me. Another texter says, good job, you guys. Well, thank you. That's very nice. We appreciate that. Love our listeners. Here's an example. This is very good advice. Very good advice. Well, I'll keep you in suspense on the good advice. First, I want to tell you, in this season of giving, you can give a life-changing gift. How often do you have a chance to do that? But the gift of education is that, a life-changing gift. For yourself or someone you love, complete a bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or learn new skills with a certificate from the University of Mary. Where they offer truly affordable, flexible adult education. Best quality education at a seriously affordable price. And your success is their priority. Because at the University of Mary, you matter. They're with you every step of the way to make sure you succeed, no matter the season. The University of Mary makes it possible to earn your degree with flexible classes available online in the evenings. Choose the best way you learn while still working, spending time with your family. Give a gift that lasts a lifetime and take the step to reach your career goals with a degree from the University of Mary. Classes start in February, actually January and February. Call the friendly admission reps at the University of Mary to get started. 701-355-8030. 701-355-8030. Or find them online at onlineumary.edu/discovermary. You'll love it. Okay, you ready for this example of why I love our listeners?
Yes, sir. Born ready.
You're born ready for this.
I have my own list, but go ahead.
Texter says, this better not be over. This better not be over. And then he quotes a Michael W. Smith song written by Wayne Kirkpatrick. I don't know who that is. Is Wayne famous?
I don't know.
Or he's just maybe giving due credit to the songwriter here.
It could be.
But it says, word of mouth is the counselor. There's no need for truth in a world that's wired for sound. Do we have that song?
I do have a little bit of it here. Here it's Michael W. Smith. So. Kind of hard to make out the words.
It is. I'm glad we know what they are. Word of mouth is the counselor. There's no need for truth in a world that's wired for sound. I think it means listen to the counselor.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I think I know who the counselor is. Supreme power.
Amen.
The big guy.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And
Tongue becomes the mighty sword that battles the truth.
There's why
in a world that's wired for sound.
Love our listeners right there.
Good
because
one.
If your life's centered there, all this other stuff just becomes stuff and noise. And you want truth. There's no doubt about it. But you remember whence you came from and where you're going. Grant and Bismarck, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. We got all these local guys, local commissioners, what have you. You know, everybody's seeing, you know, they're getting called out. They don't trust this. They don't trust that. You don't trust doctors. Don't trust scientists. And we are in the audit of truth for literally everyone across the board. Because if you can't trust anybody, we've been getting lied to for 5 years with Trump. That's what it is. Just go tell the truth, and that's all you got to do. And if you can't do that, this is where we're at. And until we get the truth, we're going to keep having the same conversation.
This is where the role of the media comes in. We're going to talk next hour with TV host Greg Kelly from Newsmax, and they're doing a good job of sort of breaking through on this. But, you know, I mean, let's just pick the vaccine. All right, the vaccine. How many times? I've got, I could play you right now, Dr. Fauci saying, no way it's going to be this year. No way. I mean, it's going to be well into next year, maybe the next, you know. I mean, the expert that everybody loves in the media. Over and over and again, mocking Trump, in front of Trump, by the way, about the vaccine. And last time I checked, they doled it out yesterday. But does the media remind you of that? Does the media reset? Do they say, gosh, you know, back there when one said this and one said that, here's who was right? No. So I agree with you, but truth sometimes is darn tough to unearth. And that's what I think we find ourselves with in the middle of this election mess. What is the truth? Where were the votes counted correctly? What is the deal with all these anomalies with the President of the United States? You know what I mean, Grant? Does that make any sense?
That's absolutely true. I mean, until we... And it's what's going on with the media, too, is they're just these big... I mean, they're more of a cheerleader now than they ever have been. I mean, it's just
terrible.
Look how they're behaving.
Yeah, no, it's...
We need to,
It's not good for our republic to have that, because it isn't the function they should bring. Thanks, Grant. Hey, I'm going to go grab a quick bite to eat because I'm hungry for lunch. I got up early this morning, and it's lunchtime. What are they doing in Valley City today? Petrol Serve USA. Home cooking, like hot beef sandwich, chicken pot pie. I like that. 12th Avenue Fargo, the tuna noodle. How about Newland? Tater tot hot dish. And there's more. Stay tuned.
Here's Brian Cronk from Collins and Cronk.
The end of the year is upon us, and tax season is around the corner. During this already busy time of year, financial planning is the last thing you want to be concerned about. Let us at Collins & Cronk take care of everything. We'll simplify the process, and you'll have reassurance knowing your finances are in good hands.
The knowledgeable professionals at Collins & Cronk shape their practice to best suit each individual client. They'll assess, create, implement, and manage your financial plan so you don't have to. Relax, and let Collins & Cronk go to work for you. Call them at 235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. does not render tax or legal advice.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Collins & Cronk.
Call them at 701-235-0119. 235-0119.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.